The first time you sit down as a group to write, what did you have? Did you have a bottom drawer worth of stuff that you wanted to bring to it? Was everything from scratch?
Well, I know John had a bottom drawer of scripts because he had the sheep nesting in the trees script.
Yeah.
And he said that really what he wanted to do in Python was to use it. This was a script they'd written for the Frost Reports. And Jimmy Gilbert, the producer, had said, oh, no, that's too way out. We can't do that. That's silly. Mm. And John feeling, well, I want to do a show where I can do really silly things, like the sheep nesting. So that was the first scene, I think. That was the first sketch that we filmed for Python. Me and Graham, I think it was.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Tis that.
Are you here on holiday, or...?
No, I live here.
Oh, jolly good. I say, there's our sheep, aren't they? Yes, of course, I thought so. why are they up in the trees?
A fair question, and one that in recent weeks has been much on my mind. Is my considered opinion that they're nesting.
Nesting? Like birds?
Exactly. Birds is the key to the old problem. It's my belief that these sheep are labouring under the misapprehension that they're birds. Observe their behaviour. Take for a start the sheep's tendency to hop about the field on their back legs. Now witness their attempts to fly from tree to tree. Notice they do not so much fly as plummet. Observe, for example, that ewe in that oak tree. She is clearly trying to teach her lamb to fly. Talk about the blind leading the blind.
But why do they think they're birds?
Another fair question. One thing is for sure, a sheep is not a creature of the air. It has enormous difficulty in the comparatively simple act of perching. As you see. As for flight, its body is totally unadapted to the problems of aviation. Trouble is, sheep are very dim.